The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds your Rockets win and earn that right to get whacked?
I'm going to go 75%.
Can't really argue with you on that one. I think they're going to win, and I think everybody's going to get all excited. What are the odds we hear? It's a new season.
Everybody's 0-0 in the playoffs.
How many times are we going to hear that?
And the Rockets will still suck.
I think they'll win one game, and they'll play them close.
I think they'll win one game, too. I think that's a maybe.
And they'll play them close in two others, and everybody will be talking about how hard they push the Warriors. Sean Oakman officially arrested on sexual assault charges.
Oh, no. Yeah. They're not wanting it.
Go find one who does.
If you go to a restaurant and say, hey, do you guys have veal chops? And they say no. You say, do you have steak? Yeah. They say no. You say, do you have chicken?
But if it turns out the restaurant's closed, you don't make a scene. You don't force your way in.
No, you don't just kick the kitchen door open and make what you want.
No, you just quietly leave and make a note to never go back to that restaurant again.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, yeah, you missed that stuff. And a lot of talk about where a Warriors loss to the Rockets would rank upset wise. But, without context, I think that little exchange there was even funnier.
It's funny. It was funnier than the replay.
Yeah, I have to admit. Oh, anyway. So next segment, we have something to give away. So if you've got a great What Are the Odds, you should get in, I would say, about 6:11 or 6:12 and get on hold. The best What Are the Odds that we do next segment, not this segment, but I'm telling you now in case, you know, don't call right now to get on hold because that you'd have to hold on for, 13 minutes. But it will fill up. The best What Are the Odds gets a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube, bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. We'll be there next Thursday. So you could use that gift card for that. Come out and see us. All right.
Lamont says this one will hurt, but to keep this close to home, AJ going down. Not so much he lost, but the picks he posted after my MMA loss. I don't know if I was a huge favorite in that fight. That guy had never lost before either. And listen, I don't know if I would have beat that guy. I will never know if I would have beat that guy. He lost his last fight to a guy that I train with. But that is one of those, like, if Steph Curry blows his knee out,
right,
you'll never know what could have been. You know.
See, I didn't consider it an upset because knowing how I knew you were pushing it with the knee.
Yeah.
And moving up in weight and everything else. I had a terrible feeling.
I changed my opponent on short notice.
Yeah, it was.
That was a bummer, but I don't know if it was a big upset that guy beat me.
No, especially since.
I was upset, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I thought there was at least a 50% chance your knee was going to go based on what you'd been telling me for the 2 weeks
granted,
before that.
When you see the pictures after. It's very sad. That's a disheartening moment, I will say.
Yeah, there's a difference between an upset and just a crushing loss.
Yeah.
Had plenty of crushing losses in my days. 2.5 of them so far. But okay, so I kind of wanted to get to this story, if it's okay with you. Did you see that this Cardale Hayes guy who shot Will Smith, what the passenger in the car said, the guy that was in the car with Cardell Hayes, says that my client believes that Cardell saved his life. Smith had a gun and was going to shoot it, and Cardell may have saved both of their lives. In my mind, this is a justifiable homicide.
Okay.
Said, and this is why.
This is the guy's lawyer, by the way.
Yeah, and this is why some lawyers need to be shot. Was Will Smith acting like a saint? This was a hit and run that ended up in a tragedy. You've got the aggression of two football players facing off with each other as if they're on the field, and you are going to get your point across by any means necessary. Dude, if that's your defense,
that he
this
also
guy is getting fried.
Which, by the way, let me tell you something. Having a gun in your car isn't illegal.
No. And if some crazy guy's waving a gun at me, I'm just saying. I get that the guy needs a defense, but really? That's what you're going? 832, what about John going down to the pepper spray? Hashtag upset. That wasn't an upset.
No, pepper spray was favored in that match.
Yeah, pepper spray was.
The coconut cream pie going onto Jong's face was an upset. That was whoever brought that pie to work was upset that it got wasted on Jong's face.
And a lot of people keep bringing up that 1972 Olympic basketball game. Said they cheated against the U.S. The shot clock was never started. There was a controversy around it, but you know what? The game never should have been that close. The U.S. was way better than them. So the fact that it came down to that, I'm sorry. I know it's controversial. It's still a loss. You can't just say it didn't happen. That's an upset.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what contributes to it. I think we've got people are confusing what an upset is versus what's just a great moment. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Apparently, this Raiders to Las Vegas thing is getting interesting. Mark Davis apparently speaking in front of the Nevada State Committee on April 28th to discuss moving the Raiders to Las Vegas. What do you think about that?
Didn't the Raiders just send a 3-year lease to stay in Oakland?
No, they sent a 1-year lease.
I feel like I just saw like a...
No, it's 1 year, but... I mean, they can get out after 1 year, basically.
Okay.
No, they're moving the team. It's not; they're not staying in Oakland unless they get a new.
And they're not going to get a new stadium, no. So let's.
Yeah, so you can just assume they're leaving.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I think that anywhere they can move that's not Oakland is probably a good thing for them.
Well, I
saw that stadium.
I have to say, I wasn't sure about Vegas as a potential for a sports team. Until I saw that palace that they built the other night when we were there, that is a perfect place for hockey. It's a perfect place for basketball. And the truth is, one league is going to be smart enough to jump in there first. And when they do, everybody else will. And that's a viable market. And anybody who tells me how bad our economy is, go spend 5 days in Las Vegas. See how much money is being spent.
There's money
every second there. And I actually think it would be a very good place. If I were a commissioner who was, I get you're worried about the gambling on the game saying that, you know, but guess what? These guys go to Vegas all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Practically live there. I think it'd be a great place for a team. And the Raiders would be perfect for Las Vegas. I kind of hope it works out, especially since we're there so much and be fun to go to a game.
Big upset. Blitz winning the book without any of the Houston Pro Big Three teams as a flagship. Are we that big of underdogs?
No. Here's why that's not an upset.
I feel like we've been knocking on the door for a while.
We have, and the reality is, if we could ever count our numbers from the Golden Triangle, then it wouldn't even be a discussion, but we can. It's a different market. So
we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, man. We're either one or two every month, and we hang in there. That's what we just do what we do. I don't.
Yeah, like if 1560 won the book...
That
would be an upset.
Yeah.
I don't think we're that big of an upset.
I swear, every single tweet or text I've had in the last 10 minutes is something we talked about at least 3 times already. All right, let's squeeze in. All right, Brad, are you waiting? I wonder if Brad is waiting for the 6:15.
Maybe so.
Yeah, because he's got a what are the odds. So let's take DJ. What's up, DJ?
Hey, man, just wanted to weigh in on that Cardell, you know, Hayes situation. But then another thing that, you know, it's being reported, but it just really started being reported today, but it's been on for days. It was a second gun in the car with him. So it's like, okay, you guys have all this malice and ill will. You chased this man, ran into the back of this man. Like, how are you going to call self-defense? You chased this man. Like, I understand, yeah, he bumped your car. It wasn't nothing major. If you look at the back of his car isn't even damaged enough for him to warrant chasing him. Yeah, I understand somebody hit your car, hit and run. You want to make sure that's taken care of. But for you to chase this man, for you to, you know, basically almost, I don't want to say attack him, but to verbally attack him and provoke him, you know, and say, I have a gun. If you say you have a gun, I'm going to say I have a gun, too. Someone tried to say yesterday, oh, well, someone say they have a gun. That's legal defense or legal self-defense. No, it's not. So you need to go read your handgun laws. Had my CHL twice. It's not legal. So just want to hang up and, you know, let y'all know about that, what I heard from New Orleans. So I have a good night.
I would say, and I'll have to ask one of my lawyer friends, but the deadly force defense in Texas is a different animal. If you feel like your life is threatened on your property, now not out in the middle of the road.
Right.
But I don't know if that actually translates, and one of the lawyers out there who's listening, you can text the show and tell me, does that translate if you're in your vehicle? If you feel like your life or property is being threatened, yeah, then you can pop somebody? Because there's a lot of people I'd kind of like to shoot.
DK says evidence Smith threatened with gun first and didn't make it to his first, was reaching in car for gun when shot, a lot more to come. Then why'd the dude shoot his wife?
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Why am I getting a call from Las Vegas now?
I don't know.
It's very strange. Somebody says, with the NHL playoffs starting tonight, do you have any predictions for the 10 of us in Houston that care? Apparently there's a lot more than 10 of you that care. And yes, I do. Yesterday's podcast, 6 o'clock hours. All right, we got to get you lined up. If you want to play, here's what we're giving away. $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner at us on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TV's on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out on the line. Check it out online at thelube.com. Here's what we're going to do. The most interesting What Are the Odds call next segment. You win the gift card. John picks, not us. Don't blame us. If you don't win, blame him. You have to hold on through the break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off... This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And so we have a full board of you that are going to play for the $50 gift card for Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. Before we get to that, Brandon on Twitter, what are the odds Hood bangs the new female cop in the next two episodes? Has to be 100%, right?
I'm going to go no.
I'm going to say
the next two episodes.
No, by the end of the season, 87%. All right. So whoever has the most entertaining one, interesting one, a lot of ways to go here. Is that, man, why can't I see these things? I'm really got to get my LASIK redone. Memo to add people out there wandering around, get me a new LASIK place. I've really got to get it redone.
You're so old.
I'm telling you, man. I'm feeling old. Is it Marshall? Whatever the top one there is.
Marshall.
Line one, Marshall.
Correct.
What up, sports Marshall?
Go, man. You're on.
Hey there.
Go.
Hey there.
Go. Give us your What Are the Odds.
Thanks for the call, Marshall. Let's go to Robert.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports, Robert.
Hey, what are the odds that Daniel Bryan had one of the greatest sports upsets when he won against Triple H and then went on to beat Randy Orton and Batista for the title at WrestleMania 30?
I can tell you, Robert, you have no chance to win, so you don't need to hold on.
What the...
Stop with the wrestling! It's scripted. I hate to break your heart. It's scripted.
First of all, let's face it. the biggest upset in pro wrestling history is when Hulk Hogan beat Andre the Giant, because in real life that would have never happened, right? Can we all agree on that?
No, we can agree that it's none of it's an upset because it's just all entertainment. Stop it.
Andre the Giant would never have lost. And he would have drank all our beers.
If we're going to use wrestling, then, oh, bigger upset. The Mountain beating the Viper?
That was big.
Come on.
The Mountain was a favorite for sure.
I don't think so. Anyway, you don't have to hold on, Robert. You're not winning. Brad, what's up?
Guys.
Hey, sports, man.
Hey, before I ask, I want to make sure I'm playing by the rules here. I tweeted you guys this, but you never got to it. Is it okay if I ask it on air?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry we get a lot of tweets and we don't get to all of them, so.
Yeah, no sweat. Hey, what are the odds when Jon Snow is revived, he comes back as a changed character, like Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White?
I'm going to go, well, not quite the same thing. I'm going to go like 80% he's different, because here's my theory on this. This is total nerd theory. Now his watch is ended, right? Because he's dead. So now when he comes back, he can go back to Winterfell and be a Stark again. So he'll be different. He won't be part of the Night's Watch anymore. I think he's going to come back as Azor Ahai anyway. Anyway, that's getting all dorky. I'll go 80% that you're right. And good call, because you got me going dorky. Lee, what's up?
Lee? What are the odds, since this is the final season on the Banshee series, what are the odds Carrie or Hood dies this season trying to go after Proctor?
Hood won't die.
Well, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be shocked if everybody's dead at the end except for Sugar.
I don't know. I'll go.
I think Hood dies.
I don't. What's your odds then?
I go 50-50. I think Hood could die.
I'll go 15.
I think in the perfect world ending, Hood and Carrie wind up together, going off and living a normal life. That's not Banshee, man. That's what I'm saying. I think they could both be dead trying to save Job, and they saved Job, but they died doing it. I mean, anything can happen on this show. 50-50, they die. All right, Brian. Brian.
That Kobe Bryant in his farewell game tonight has better ratings than the Warriors going for their 73rd win.
I'm going to go Warriors get better ratings.
Yeah, I'm going to say 70-30.
Although
Warriors.
It's still regular season NBA, so I still think it's not going to be good ratings.
No, I mean, the ratings are going to suck for both, but
yeah.
I could be wrong, because I'm interested in whether or not the Warriors do it, because that's historical. I'm not interested in seeing old man Kobe again, just because it's his last game. I wasn't interested in seeing old fat MJ in a bullet
uniform. I really
wasn't
even interested in seeing Kobe play basketball this year. I mean, I respect what Kobe's done all time. He's one of the greats, but I mean, this is not Kobe. What we're seeing this season isn't what I want to remember Kobe as. You know what I mean? This is like, oh, do you want to see Hakeem's last game in a Raptors uniform? No, not really.
I
prefer to remember him for what he was when he was great.
8-3-2 with his all caps. Yes, this is so much more worthy of what are the odds than wrestling. Let me tell you something, Dickweed. I defend you guys all the time. It's entertainment. It's fun. That's cool. But quit trying to say they're upsets.
There can't be an upset in pro wrestling.
There can't be an upset in entertainment. There can be stuff that shocks you. It can be very much like Game of Thrones or any other TV show. That's why I defend you guys all the time. But don't try to act. Because if you're saying it's an upset, then you're saying it's a sport. Then you're a deluded idiot. All right. Sam, you're up next.
Sports, gents.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Odell Beckham's cousin, Teron, becomes as big a star as he has soon?
As big a star as Odell? %0.
Yeah, that's unlikely.
All right. Is that JM? I can't tell. Or is it just M?
There's a DJ, there's a Kelby, there's a Jim, there's a Brett, and an Andrew.
All right, DJ then.
What are the odds that the Warriors break the record tonight and Jordan / Nike sales drop by 30%?
No, that won't happen. Yeah. Gennady Golovkin, by the way, signed with Jordan Brand. I like that. I'm trying to find my Gennady Golovkin Jordan shirt. That's going to be in the cards for me. My man Triple G.
Kirby.
I don't think the Jordan Brand is going to be okay with or without that 72 wins. Trust me.
Oh, Colby. Colby, is that what it is?
Kelby.
Kelby, okay. Kelby, sorry. I swear I...
Sports.
What's up, man?
Sports to you, man.
Hey, what are the odds J.J. Watt has a shrine of himself?
In his no-frills cabin?
Or just in general? I would say in general, probably about 92%. He's probably got one with... You know what he's got? He's got a mannequin made to look like him with a Wisconsin jersey on it. And I would say, yeah, 98% chance he has some kind of shrine. All right. Andrew?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I was wondering, what are the odds Tyronn Lue has a head coaching job before J.B. Bickerstaff? I hang up a little.
He should.
Yeah, he probably should. Do the Rio Grande Valley Vipers count?
Well, no. No, that can't count.
All right, Jim.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing sports.
I, for one, am also glad to see Kobe go. But what are the odds that he wears number 8 in the first half and changes numbers at half?
I'll go 0.0.
Well, I thought they were going to do that, actually. I thought I saw a story where he was going to wear both uniforms. I could be wrong about that.
I'll go 0.1.
Just in case, yeah.
Just in case.
All right, one more. Well, we got two more. Tyler.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
We're doing sports, bro.
Good deal. I just wanted to see if y'all can put this into odds for me. Who's going to fail their drug test first? Jalen Strong or Josh Gordon? What are the odds on that?
Like, not counting yesterday?
I'm going to go with Josh Gordon.
Hell, I don't know if Josh Gordon's going to get another drug test. That's a tough call.
Josh Gordon. Yeah, he's always going to fail. One more. George. And then we'll pick a winner. What's up, George?
Hey, what are the odds? Jordan Spieth goes on a downward spiral and never wins again and becomes a bum caddying for the new prospect?
4%. Not even that. 1%. 1%. He's not going to... Well, I don't want to say he's not going to, because a lot of these guys fall off the map.
It happens.
Remember David Duvall?
Yeah.
Ian Baker Finch? This guy's better than that. I don't think that's going to happen. In fact, I think he bounces back and wins a major this year. How's that for a prediction?
That's bold.
All right. Those are your What Are the Odds. John, pick a winner. I don't think this was a strong crop, I have to admit.
No. Let's give it to... Let's give it to Kelby. He had the J.J. Watt shrine.
Yeah, that was at least kind of funny and sort of true. So I'm with you on that. Everything else, dude, you guys got to up your game next week. You know what we're going to do next week? If we don't have one we like, because we're going to be out there, we're just going to keep the gift card for ourselves, and AJ and I are going to use it.
Oh, I'm down with that.
So we're going to raise the stakes next week. Congratulations, Kelby, you won. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to the Warriors Chase 73 tonight at 9:30. Warriors Grizzlies only on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Congratulations to who won, John?
It was Kelsey?
I think it was Kelby or something.
Oh, Kelby. Yeah. You're right.
Jeez, come on, man. Pay attention. You had one beer. Really? You know I'm kind of big on robots, right?
You do like robots.
I'm on record.
You want to have sex with robots.
No, I want a sex robot.
To have sex with.
Yes, catered to my tastes. Well.
Still, so you want to have sex with robots.
Well, not all robots. See, that's generalizing. No, you're making it sound
but
like...
you want a robot to have any, sex with you.
Well, yes, but it has to be specifically to my tastes.
Okay.
It's not like just any robot.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to just sleep with any woman. They have to fit my tastes.
Which probably would.
Most of them, yeah. But anyway, there were waiter robots, and apparently it's not working out. This was a new thing they were trying to do.
Did you ever wait tables?
I did.
John, you ever wait tables?
I did not.
Okay.
You ever bartended?
I have.
I didn't last very long doing that, as you might imagine.
In fact, when I got found to do radio, I was bartending. That was like how I made money. So it was a lucky break. But yeah, I was not a good bartender. I was not a good waiter. But I did it. I feel like everybody should do it a little bit.
Yeah, I think you learn to appreciate the people who do it. Well, they opened this to great fanfare, and apparently the robots spilled soup and drinks, and already two of the restaurants with robot waiters have closed down, and a third has fired all of its robots but one. They weren't able to carry soup or other food steady, and they would frequently break down. The bosses decided to never use them again. They added they can't take orders or pour hot water for customers.
I mean,
listen, what good are these robots?
We're behind on robots.
Well, we got to get our robot game
stepped
up. I feel
like they got robots that aren't built to be waiters and tried to make them waiters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, robots are designed for a certain thing. You got to play to their strengths.
They're designed to go get you a beer or become sex robots. Yeah. Or look like Scarlett Johansson and do neither.
True.
That's pretty much what they're there for. Double Down asked Rosie from the Jetsons, would you? Yeah.
Rosie.
That's the wife, right?
No, Rosie is the robot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, probably.
She's the, like, the maid robot.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, that maid thing does it for me.
Yeah.
So.
Arnold Schwarzenegger would bang Rosie.
Of course. I don't know. She's probably too attractive.
Oh, Rosie. Get over here and put your robot mouth on my man love, my sausage. God, the house is so dirty, Rosie. You've spent too much time pleasing me. You've had no time to clean the house, Rosie. Oh, I love it. Put the feather duster on my... Yes. I like that.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who is your daddy and what does he do, Rosie? Tell me now.
713-780-ESPN. Hey, I have a soccer update for you.
Tell me.
And I know you can't wait not to hear it.
I can't wait not to hear this.
Actually, you may not have known this, but in 2001, Jong, I bet you didn't know this either. I bet Glenn Davis is the only person that knows this. The MLS actually folded for several hours and was going to be gone.
Oh, then what happened? What mistake did they make? This
Lamar Hunt saved it. Lamar Hunt saved it. He said
Lamar Hunt of the Chiefs.
Yes, the now late Lamar Hunt. That's what happens when you save soccer,
right?
Yeah, but he said we were having a league call in November, and the league folded. It went out of business. They were preparing the documents, and that was it.
What year was this?
2001.
Okay, I remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember it like it was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was still young then.
What were you doing in 2001?
2001? What was I doing? I was working at the Chronicle. I was, my daughter was.
Boss at the Chronicle?
I was assistant boss. I was about to become boss.
Nice.
My daughter was born that year.
All right. John, what were you doing in 2001?
Junior in high school.
Nice. Getting so much ass, you didn't even know what to do.
No, the complete opposite.
Oh, just kidding then. Okay, sorry.
But apparently he called everybody back up, begged them not to do it, came up with a new business model for them, and kept the league afloat. They all agreed to it, decided to try it, and now 15 years later, 20 teams now.
Oh, what a break.
20th anniversary of the MLS.
Thank God they saved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be saying that because I've been drinking beer all show.
713-780-ESPN 409-S. What are the odds the Rockets can go 6 games with the Warriors if they make the playoffs?
That's a stretch.
I'd say less than 10%.
Yeah.
I think 5 games is a possibility because they are capable of... You know what? Let's not talk about Rockets-Warriors until the Rockets get in. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not totally convinced they're going to win tonight. I've seen this team too many times. And all they had to do was beat Phoenix at home last week. And we're not having this conversation. And they couldn't do that. They're a bunch of heartless choke artists. And I could easily see them losing. So.
And the Warriors are really good at sport.
Yeah, but if it gets to a playoff series, I can see them winning a game because it's a different animal. I mean, right. Because they are capable of big efforts. That's what's frustrating about them. But you know, I don't want to talk about it until then.
Well, this is a team that got swept by the Nuggets and the Nets.
True.
Yeah. But they also beat some really good teams this year. Beat OKC. They beat the Spurs. I mean, they're capable.
Didn't beat the Warriors.
Did not beat the Warriors, but I think if you give them four cracks at them, they can get lucky in one. Be okay. Five cracks, technically. But you're not going to get the fifth one unless you... Never mind. We're doing math and stuff again. 713-780-ESPN is your number. God, how do we get on robot stuff? I didn't mean to get the robot sex out of robot waiters. It's not, right. Not necessarily the same thing. Just want to make that clear. I had one other story about Craig Sager. That, you know, he's going through a lot right now. But apparently he's got game when it comes to hanging out and doing things like we do. Apparently, during one round of golf, he drank 26 Bud Lights in 18 holes.
Craig Sager did?
And did not miss a putt.
Hey.
This was in 2013.
Oh, okay. I thought it was now that he was
not
dying.
Not now.
Like,
oh, yeah, you better not.
I'm dying. Dude, let me just drink everything I can find.
If I were dying, guess what?
Yeah.
I would be doing that.
But I'd probably miss a putt. I'd miss putts
sober. I would miss a putt, yeah. Actually, it's funny because when I play golf, if I drink, the more I drink, the farther I hit the ball, the better I strike it. My putting goes to hell.
Okay.
Completely to hell. I can't be drunk and putt. I have no idea what I'm doing out there. But I can hit the ball better. All right, well, tell people about Dirt Free. And then, Jong, I don't have my my deaths here, pal.
Uh-oh, Jong.
Are we not having deaths today?
Yeah, I dropped the ball.
Slipping.
Wow.
I thought today was Tuesday.
Damn,
son. Really? What are you doing to us, man?
I've only
mentioned One of the Odds Wednesday 100 times today. Oh, well.
It's spring cleaning time, guys. Spring cleaning 2016. And if you don't know, now you know. Most carpet cleaning companies will leave your floors dirtier than you found them. Not Dirt Free carpet cleaning. Other companies leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Nobody wants a sick family. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines that create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are going to be fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals. For over 30 years, Dirt Free has been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. You name it, they can clean it. They've done it for me. They'll do it for you. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. After all the hangers on, we're done hanging on in the dead
light of the afterglow. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about mycomputercareer.edu. Is today just another boring day at the job you hate? Probably is. Maybe you're just not making enough money. Let me tell you something. If you know anybody in the computer industry, you know that those guys aren't struggling to pay the bills. You know they're not broke because there's a ton of jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing industries in the country. Place to go to get those skills. mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired, particularly here in Houston. It's one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's people hiring all over the city for IT jobs, but to get those jobs, you got to have the skills and the certification. And I know what you're thinking. It's going to take me too long to go back to school. It's going to cost too much money. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid is available, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's officially golf season. Come out for the Edwin Watts huge golf tent sale. Raheel Ramzanali and the ESPN 97.5 road crew will be at Edwin Watts on Westheimer on Friday. Join them from 3 until 5 for the biggest sale of the year. Edwin Watts is the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. And coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, Hustletown with Craig Shelton. Craig got a new partner yet?
I don't think so. I think he's
riding rotating. Solo?
Yeah.
Hmm.
This Braddock left for 790.
Yeah. Braddock bailed on us?
Yeah, he went to a sinking ship. Good luck. So, well, that's all right.
Hey, man.
Craig was a star of that show anyway. So
I like Jason. Good luck to that
dude. Yeah, I do too. I wish him the best, but, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, here's probably the text of the day. I wonder what the one robot did to keep its job. Tyler Summit Part 2. That would work in my restaurant. Okay, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone, you're gone. Okay, robot number 6. Let's talk. Did you see this thing that allegedly Drew Rosenhaus posted on Facebook about Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, he's basically drawing the line in the sand, huh? Get it together, bro.
I have a different theory because Drew Rosenhaus is kind of a scumbag, too. Nobody wants this guy. He knows it. He's trying to make himself look good by saying, oh, he needs to get help. Says, I have terminated the standard representation with Johnny Manziel in the hopes of helping him get the treatment I believe he needs. I have informed him that if he takes the immediate steps I have outlined for him, that I will rescind the termination and continue to represent him. Otherwise, the termination will become permanent. There is a 5-day window for me to rescind the termination. I'm hoping he takes the necessary steps to get his life back on track. Well, first off, even if I wasn't a train wreck, if somebody gave me that, I'd say bleep you. But, you know, the guy needs to get help. But Rosenhaus is doing this because nobody's going to hire him. He's a wasted client. It's a waste of time.
I think that, if Rosenhaus thought Johnny Football still had something left, if he thought he was going to get a big deal later on, he'd stick with it. But he does. He knows. He knows.
But see, his other agent, who dropped him in February, said, his family and I have gone to great lengths to outline the steps we feel he must take to get his life in order. Accountability is the foundation of any relationship, and without it, the function of my work is counterproductive.
Well, dude's not accountable. He's a dog.
No, he's not. And anybody who's wasting their time with this guy, you're throwing bad money at it, man. This is pocket deuces to a ace, jack, queen, 10 board. Why are you even bothering?
You don't belong.
No. Anyway. So we'll see what happens with him. I got some, are you a Megan Fox fan?
I don't know. She's all right. She's probably not my flavor.
She's kind of phony hot to me. Almost plastic hot.
Yeah, she's just not for me. I like a little bit more of a natural beauty.
She's 29 years old now, and apparently separated from her husband, but that hasn't stopped them from her getting pregnant for a third time. 3 pregnancies at 29.
Pregnant by her husband?
Apparently by her estranged husband, yes.
Interesting.
Because they've been hanging out together again.
What a hooker.
I don't know about that. These names. Right, I'm going to ask you, though, if you had a son, would you name him Noah Shannon Hoffman?
No.
And how about Bodie?
Noah.
How about Bodie Ransom Hoffman?
Noah.
I think celebrities, do they just intentionally screw their kids by coming up with weird names?
There's people that will say, oh, you gave your kids, you know, run-of-the-mill names and you gave them weird names. And people always crap on you for whatever you name your kid.
I mean, I think
I have one kid who's named, he's got, there's always Jake. There's always someone on his baseball team or in his class named Jake also. So he's never the only one.
Yeah. But that's not a bad name. It's a safe name.
And then Holden has never met another kid named Holden.
So like, I think Holden is a cool name. Like Hunter is a cool name. Those are cool names. I don't know about Bodie.
Yeah.
Because all I can think of is Point Break.
I should have named my second kid Jong. That's where I really slipped.
Yeah. A white guy named John would pull like you wouldn't believe when he gets older.
Oh, are you kidding me? He'd be invited to all the Asian things, and then he'd get there, and people would realize he wasn't Asian, but it'd be too late because Asians are polite, and they won't rescind the invitation once you're there. Mm.
Well, so we're in studio tomorrow. Friday, we're at Sam Houston Race Park. Next Thursday, is that when we're at?
No, next Friday.
Next Friday at Quaker Steak and Lube. So, and then next Saturday, I'm at the racetrack again. I've got to get my schedule together here because usually I don't find this stuff out until the last minute. Thank you for clarifying, John. Appreciate that. All right. Well, what are you watching tonight? What are your sports for the night?
I think I'm going to go home. I don't know what. I might watch some TV up until the Warriors start up and then jump on that.
You're not going to watch the Rockets?
I don't know. I'll probably watch.
I'll keep up with it. I've got one Outsiders and two Vinyls that I'm behind on that I need to get caught up on. So I'll probably do that first and watch hockey.
Okay.
And then flip over to the Warriors. And I'll probably do my four-screen thing so I can keep up with everything. Just kind of keep an eye on the hockey and the Rockets. Maybe flip on the Astros a little bit and then watch the shows at the same time, which is one of those cool little features I like. You just put it on, you do the four-screen split, and so the games will be on three, and then I'll have the audio on whatever TV show I'm watching, which is always kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah. And then people can get pissed off at me because I'll tweet out something about a show and you're not watching the Rockets. I am. I mean, it's a simple thing. You just get a TV where you can do this. All right. One last thing, which I was going to save for later, but since we don't have deaths, did you see that Donald Trump will not get votes from his own children in New York?
Oh, really?
Apparently.
What are you going to do, vote for Ted Cruz?
They're not voting for anyone. Eric and Ivanka Trump, who...
Ivanka's not going to vote for him?
No. They failed to register in time to vote.
Oh, okay, okay. This isn't like a statement they're making.
Yeah.
Shame.
They're just lazy kids.
Ivanka and Eric are unable to register because of the rules.
Ivanka is so hot.
Well, yeah, even her dad wants to bang her.
Yeah, she's...
Have you seen all the times where he's talked about her and sex? It's kind of
freaky. She's something, man. She is something. She's not Chelsea Clinton hot, but she's pretty hot.
No, you could. If you had them both in the room at the same time, those are three things.
Yeah, maybe so.
Never mind. Let's just end this. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I might have fallen off a little bit today.
You're all right. All right. You did all right.
All right.
You suck in general, but today was all right.
Well, that's a good thing. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches. John Lee.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.